have Kidge.
Yes.
We have Faith.
Yes. Kidge eats brains.
Yeah, I know. Totally awesome.
You have bad opinions.
Big fucking unicorns.
Okay. It was cuddle or die, buddy. Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels with three of us tonight.
That opener, it's just mellow. It's not exciting.
It's exciting. It's surf music.
It's not exciting. Okay.
Faith, you sound kind of mellow tonight.
It's not exciting. We need exciting music.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Maybe you need to create some intros yourself since you don't like any of mine.
I'll get on that in my spare time.
Okay. Like you have any spare time.
I think that's what she meant.
I know.
I reckon.
It was all a rouge. Ruse.
Rouge you put on your cheeks.
Moulin Rouge?
Ruse.
Okay.
Moulin Rouge. It was a ruse.
All right, I got a lot of things to talk about tonight. The first thing I better talk about. I don't want to get into that yet. Okay.
Okay.
Facebook. The Two Blind Squirrels has left Facebook.
All right.
As a result... We lost about half our listeners. I think our site stats went way down.
Oh,
way down. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting. It was interesting because it was like the day I turned it off, site stats just went, just plummeted. So I didn't realize how many people connected to us through Facebook. That was interesting. Hmm. Nobody uses the RSS feed anymore, I guess.
Nope, I use iTunes, so...
Yeah, you know, I use Downcast, which pulls from iTunes, so... You'd think it would be... Anyway, doesn't matter. What was that?
I don't know. Did you open a screen door? Kidge?
I leaned back in my chair.
Oh, okay. He leaned back in his chair.
He opened a screen door.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. The show has been... even though we were attempting to make it kids friendly, we tend to talk about kids friendly.
Non-kid friendly things?
Yes.
I need to come in here and chaperone you two.
Exactly.
According to what I listened to this past week.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Y'all are nasty.
You see what I mean? So, yeah, we can't do the show without kids anymore, evidently. we're not good on our own. We run a, I don't know if y'all know this, but we have a private school, a private Christian school, in which Faith is the principal, and which I tried to, like, be some type of spiritual leader up there. So.
I didn't know Faith was the actual principal. I thought she was just, like, some administrator.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what a principal is in a private school.
It's the principal position, yeah. So, cool. She's in the principal position. She tends to be more comfortable with the principal title.
No, administrator.
Title. Oh, you like the administrator. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay. So she's the administrator, and I'm just the guy who comes in and teaches apologetics.
Faith, do you have an office?
Yes, I do.
Do you have kids get sent to it all the time?
Yes. Not all the time, no.
Oh, okay.
Very rarely, actually, but they do get sent to me, yes.
The more often they come in, I have a tummy ache.
That's it. Is Faith the nurse as well?
Yes.
Yes.
And the janitor.
She does the vacuuming and the...
And the bookkeeper.
And IT.
No, that's Brad.
That's me.
No, you don't want me to be IT. No, nothing would work.
Have you turned it off? Turn it back on again? Okay. Yep. So, as a result of that, our kids all have Facebook accounts. And so, I've debated about this because I don't want to be fake, but this show is just not appropriate for fifth graders.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being fake. I don't want to be fake. But at the same time, this show is inappropriate for fifth graders, and they have Facebook accounts. So, you know, it's just like, oh, hey, you know, this is the guy, this is Mr. McFadden's podcast. Let me check it out. And then he hears words.
Oh dear.
Like douchebag. And you know, so
I think I'm the only one who hasn't said that on the show yet.
So I, anyway, so I made the decision to, one, take the show off Facebook. But also I think, we are going to make a more concerted effort to be more kids friendly, because I just feel like we've gone too far the other direction. Because yeah, it's fun to poke kids with a stick every once in a while, but it's getting old. Yeah. The initiation process is over, and we need to move on to other topics. So I'm not saying that we're not going to talk about dating or marriage things or whatever.
Sure.
You know, serious topics and adult topics. That's fine. But anyway, there you have it.
Cool. I'm excited.
Okay. Also, another exciting topic is the Kidge and Mrs. Kidge, Swifty.
Yeah, she has a name.
Her name is Swifty. Mm-hmm. And so Kidge and Swifty and the Faith and Brad meetup, which is be this weekend. Uh-huh. So if you're in Dallas near a Chipotle, you might want to stop in and see if we're there.
Yeah. We might be at that Chipotle.
We might be at that Chipotle. We haven't decided which Chipotle we're going to meet at yet. But
you never know.
So if you're in Dallas and you would like to meet us all.
Yes, I have to return some things to the Great Indoors, which is going out of business.
Yeah, I heard that.
Kind of sad, actually. We better go. Well, actually, we need to go because we need new fixtures for our bathroom. And here's the thing, though. They're going to close, see? So is like Sears going to stand behind what you buy from them?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
Well, it's all name brand stuff. I'm sure the Kohler and...
That's a good point.
You get the product warranty.
Spicer, yeah. I mean, they'll stand behind what they made.
Delta. Well, I guess. I mean, but it's Sears, so I'm sure Sears would. I mean,
can't you always just take it back to Neiman Marcus?
No, it's a Sears store.
Well, doesn't Neiman Marcus return anything from anywhere as long as you have the receipt?
Does it?
Not bath fixtures, no.
Okay.
No. If you want the best cookie ever, go to Neiman's.
Really?
They make really good chocolate chip cookie. Yeah. Have you ever been? You got to go downtown Dallas to the Neiman's.
Oh, gosh, no.
To the flagship Neiman Marcus, and you got to get a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, I'm having, like, heart palpitations. But, oh, downtown Dallas.
Downtown Dallas.
Okay, we'll just go to the one in North Park.
It is
then.
A beating. It is a beating.
Go to the one in North Park.
Face always like, let's go to the Adolphus. And I'm like, oh, it's downtown. I don't know. Oh, it's a downtown.
Anything south of George Bush Turnpike.
Now, wait a minute. That's more than... Could you leave out Oaklawn? Oaklawn's nice.
Well, anything south of 635.
635.
635 hates everything.
Oh, man.
There's never a good reason to get on 635, though, you know.
There's lots of nice areas of Dallas. There's the North Park area, University Park area. Mm-hmm. There's the Oaklawn area.
I used to live by North Park, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swifty and I once went to the Angelica Theater down there.
Yes.
That was a terrifying experience.
Oh, my.
You're so sheltered. It's so funny.
Lower Greenville. Terrifying.
Yes.
Kids go down there for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
We were surrounded by all these artsy-fartsy liberals. So, I mean, it was just...
On Lower Greenville?
On Lower... Really?
I don't know. It just seemed like a really artsy-fartsy area.
No, that's not the artsy-fartsy area.
Oh, okay.
Maybe for you.
The artsy is the Oaklawn.
Yeah, Oaklawn is the artsy part.
Yeah, and then you might be a little scared sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, people aren't scary. No, I'm not going to say that. Anyway,
Brad's artsy. It's a little scary sometimes.
We're taking the high school kids to the Kimball.
Yeah,
which is in
Fort Worth.
That's in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. So have you been there?
I believe I have.
It's not scary.
Several years ago. Fort Worth is awesome.
Yes, Fort Worth is awesome. Crazy Fort Worth.
Have you been to the Kimball Art Museum?
That's what I'm saying. I think I've been there several years ago.
Oh, okay.
I went to Fort Worth. Swifty and I went to Fort Worth for our anniversary this past year.
Oh, okay.
To the Botanical Gardens?
No.
No.
Oh.
To the zoo?
Yep.
Ah!
And the rodeo.
Cool. Oh. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. What were we in for? What was that for? Stockyards?
Oh, stockyards, yeah. We went down to the stockyards.
What was that for?
What do you mean, what was it for?
It was
Pioneer Days.
Pioneer Days in May?
Yeah, I think it's in May.
April, May,
it's in spring,
June,
anyway.
Somewhere May. So we're coming up here. Pioneer April. Days, yeah. bunch of my friends came to visit, and we went there.
That's a lot of fun, yeah. They close off all the streets and have bands. And
yeah, it's pretty cool.
It was a blast. It was saw fun. Cougar Craw.
I don't remember
who that
is. Cougar Craw? Cougar Craw, yeah.
Oh, Cooter. Okay.
Cooter Craw. Not Cougar Craw.
Cooter, like as in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably watch that show. Maybe
no,
not, though.
No.
Daisy Duke is in that.
No. There's no need to. She was actually the only reason to watch the show, so.
Well, are you kidding me? Have you seen The Boys?
Well, for me, she was the only reason. That and to watch the car jump, so.
Yeah, the car. What was it? Is that right? Was that right?
No, it wasn't right, but you're close.
Okay.
You're right.
Something like that.
So can we talk about The Voice? Because I'm sick of people calling Whitney Houston The Voice.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sick and tired of it, and it's just ridiculous. She's not The Voice. Whitney Houston.
I thought this topic was going to be about the TV show.
No, he likes the TV show, actually.
Okay. It's interesting. I don't understand it yet.
Yeah, we don't get it. He keeps asking me, what's going to happen? I'm like, I don't know.
What are they doing?
Never seen it.
I mean,
they're picking people, and then I don't know what they do with them.
And then half of them are trying to get the other people to pick them.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on. So we're figuring it out.
There's no drama. So
I love that.
It's
funny because they fight over people, yeah. And I like that.
Yeah. So, but this is not about that. This is about Whitney Houston being called The Voice. When did this happen? I don't understand when she got this nickname.
When
she doesn't deserve it.
Post-mortem. When she died.
Well, she doesn't deserve it.
She not died, the voice. And then she got The Voice.
No, 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 no. Whitney, and I can understand Mariah Carey being called The Voice.
Why?
Okay. What?
Because she can sing in, like, all the octaves.
Like 12 octaves?
Oh, is that what you wrote down here?
Yes.
What did he put? I want to know.
Mariah Carey?
Mariah. He doesn't know how to spell. It's okay. Mariah.
You know,
how do you spell your brother's name?
Cary.
Okay, that'd still be closer than what you spelled here.
Oh boy.
Cari. It's close. Female version is as an I, right?
No.
It's like Debbie.
It's a last name. There's no female versions of last names.
Sure there is.
In Spanish there is.
Sure there is.
This is
like
America.
if your last name was 421. That would be the female version of your last name.
421.
That's right. So, yeah, so Mariah Carey, I can understand her being called The Voice. I can understand Frank Sinatra being called The Voice. Dean Martin, I can understand her being called
him.
The Voice. Him being called The Voice. I can understand that Andrea Bruschetti person being called The Voice.
Andrea Oh, you're killing me.
Bruschetta.
You know how many times I have told him how to say that name?
Bruschetta.
He butchers it on purpose.
What are you talking about?
He butchers it on purpose. He does it on purpose because he knows it drives me crazy.
The big opera singer
I
person.
I love Andrea Bocelli. It's Andrea Bocelli.
No, that's the bread.
No, it's Andrea Bocelli, and he's Italian.
That's the bread dipped in chocolate.
For his first name?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Andreno.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Have you ever heard Andrea Bocelli? Kid?
Isn't he the blind guy?
Yes.
He's blind, yep. And he sings
the
like
man.
This. I can sing really high.
Yes. I think everyone has heard that one song.
He doesn't sing high.
That he sings really loud.
He is just phenomenal.
I can sing really loud. And he has a lot of that.
No, that's
in his voice, you know?
Bravado.
Yeah.
Bravado.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vibrations,
you know,
in his voice. That's what
good
I said.
Vibrations.
Well, I'm thinking of good vibrations.
So that was what I was into when I was a young lad.
A young lad. A young
Andrea lad. Bocelli or the Beach Boys?
No, the Beach Boys.
Almost same.
Well, they did the duet together, you know.
What? Really?
I'm thinking of good vibrations. Yeah, Andreno Bruschetti covers the Beach Boys.
Dachshund wants you to keep singing.
So
I can't. I just punched myself in the throat.
Oh my. Andrea Bocelli. You can't say he's the voice if you make fun of him. Sorry.
But I'm saying he has a more legitimate claim to the title of The Voice versus Mariah, versus whatever her name was.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah, Whitney.
But she wants to dance with somebody.
She had like three hits.
No, she did not. She had like a bazillion.
Mariah Carey's had more.
I'm going to tell you who should really have the title of The Voice.
Oh, okay. Who?
God. Because he spoke everything.
He just Jesus juked us again.
Man. It wasn't God. It was Jesus. Jesus is the one who spoke it into being.
Well.
It's very clear about that.
The word was with God and the word was God. God,
Jesus is the word.
I was speaking about Trinity in general.
Mm-hmm. just in general. I'm
speaking about Trinity just in general. Where are you living now? Did you move? I think he moved to Fort Worth.
He's living in the stockyards.
I lean back in my chair. Your twang has gotten way worse. I like living here. This new job is not good for you. I don't know who you're hanging around.
People who don't speak with twang. There's not nearly enough twang.
Twang.
Compensating.
Oh, I can understand Willie Nelson being called The Voice.
Really?
No.
That's just wrong.
No, not really. Willie Nelson.
And no.
That's a man right there.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, but you know what? The good thing about Whitney Houston is she made Dolly Parton like all the money.
Is that the good thing?
Careful. She made Dolly Parton all the money. All the money.
Well, that's true. I was
Dolly Parton wrote that song.
I'm sure Dolly Parton had a lot of money on her own.
And
but,
she made, every time that song is played, yeah. She makes a bazillion dollars.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Did you know that I was born on Willie Nelson's birthday?
Really?
Awesome. You and Willie Nelson have something in common. You should
and
do tell them.
I have never smoked weed.
Well, yeah, you only have still only have one thing in common.
Yeah, exactly. I got facial hair.
Okay. You still only have one thing in common.
Do you braid your hair?
No.
Okay.
Though at one point in high school, I actually had a Star Wars Jedi Padawan braid behind my right ear. And so I did actually have a braid then.
And many bruises elsewhere on your body, I'm sure.
No, everyone loved it.
Speaking of Star Wars, you'll like this.
We used to call that a tail.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Before that's why they told me to cut it off, the principals.
That was in 1984.
So y'all need to call me the lips.
What?
Well, if she can be the voice, I want to be the lips.
No.
From now on, y'all call me the lips.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not calling you that.
No, that's my name now. From now on, I'm going to go by the lips.
No.
The lips McFadden.
That's well, you're not going to get talked to very much because nobody's going to call you that.
Just call me. I'm not answering anything but the lips. I'm going to legally change my name to the lips.
Okay. So, Kidge, yes. One of the boys today at school was telling me that he got a Darth Vader mask with bunny ears.
With bunny ears?
For Easter.
For Easter.
That's
for
hilarious.
Valentine, I got a little heart-shaped container with like a velvet sort of thing with Darth Vader's head in rhinestones on top.
It's so weird. Such a
people
geek.
Are so weird. So
I didn't get it for myself.
Darth
well, that's
Vader
fine.
With bunny
I received
ears.
It.
Ah.
I love it. I said, bring it to school. I got to see it. You got to show Mr. McFadden.
Yeah, I got to see that.
And then his mom came to eat at lunch today. So his mom proceeded to tell us about how she didn't know that the movies were released in any certain order. You know, yeah. That what? 3, 4, I mean that 4, 5, and 6 were released before 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So she's like, wow, the graphics on these. These are so much better than the awesome. I'm like, seriously, how you're not that young. How did you miss? I'm like, you weren't standing in line at the theater? It was so funny. She thought that the new, you know, the ones that were just released like in 99, yeah. Whatever, mm-hmm. that they had been re-released as well. She didn't realize that they weren't put out back, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of funny. I thought I just realized how much of a geek I was that I knew all that.
So, Kidge.
Yes, sir.
Let's end this show. We'll start a new one. And on the next show, we're going to talk about the new Star Wars. We waited.
Yeah, we did.
Because we wanted
didn't.
To talk
about it. Did you see it? Yeah. Brad kept trying to talk about it.
But, what?
He did. You heard him.
I did.
You were sucker punching me into that. So, yeah. But we're going to wrap this show up right now. And then when the next show, Kitch is going to tell us all about the new Star Wars in 3D, and whether or not you should go see it or not.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I don't have the exit music. I mean, it's messed up.
Well, you could play the voice.
What?
Why don't you play the voice? You got something?
The voice?
You got something you could play over there?
I mean, you got
a little Willie. You got a little Mariah Carey.
No, I can't play any of that. It's all copyright protected.
Oh, Willie? Nah.
Really?
Willie doesn't do that. He's in for free.
For some reason,
free
love exit, and all that. My exit music is messed up.
To all the squirrels I've loved before.
Wow. Wow. So we'll be right back, folks. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.